This
Okay.
call is being recorded.
Hi, Kenny. How are you doing today?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you.
Awesome. Same here. So you got a new project coming out tomorrow. I believe it's your ninth album.
My ninth album, and it is called Vulnerable. So, Vulnerable is really about being in a place of, we guys, it takes us a minute to get to a place where we are open and ready to be in a committed relationship. And even for myself in this time period of my life, without making a general statement, a more personal statement, having gone through ups and downs and twists and turns, it's a time in my life where I think I've found some footing. I've got some firm foundation where I'm like, you know what, I can do this again now. But it's been a while since I've been in that kind of situation emotionally. So that's what vulnerability is about, being open to whatever it's going to bring, whether it's hurt or the negative things and the positive things.
Wow. So that's a hard place to be in for somebody to just really pretty much surrender pretty much to whatever a relationship will bring. What was the tipping point for you? You said you've gotten some footing now. So are you in a relationship or?
I'm not in a relationship. I had to get to a point where, one, I felt like, one, I always valued the commitment to say, I value a committed relationship. I know what it is. I've lived it. I understand the benefits of it. But my issue has been more about, is Kenny whole? Is Kenny ready to be in a position where he can give? Because relationships are sacrificial. Relationships take time and energy. I mean, when I was singing those songs about being never too busy, and for you, I give a lifetime of stability and all of that, all those things are necessary for a relationship to thrive and to work. Vulnerability is necessary for a successful relationship. And that's all that my song is. It's a particular song on the album called Vulnerable, and that's all it's saying is to win, we've got to be vulnerable. We can't have our guards up and be self-centered. There's a in order to be successful in a relationship, you have to be one.
And it on your new album, there on the there's a title single, Vulnerable. There's a single Push, but there's also a single called Perfection. What does that mean?
Perfection. Perfection is really saying in the highs and the lows and all of that, I still see the perfection of us and of you. I try to make sure that in the album that words like perfection were used along with the words flaws, because I think that a lot of times we think that in relationships we're going to arrive. In marriage, in dating, and whatever, you don't really arrive. It's just all a continual journey. And we have to find the perfection in the journey as opposed to thinking that, oh, this person is going to become perfection and it stops right there. The perfection is in the movement as opposed to a point of arrival.
And you have a song on here also called Deserve. What do partners what do they deserve or should they provide in a relationship, in your opinion?
What should partners provide? I think partners should provide honesty, transparency. And transparency doesn't mean that, let me go back through my entire past and tell you all the stuff I did wrong. And I know a lot of people get into these discussions about who are all the people you slept with and who are all of this and who all that. And the reality is there has to be a combination of faith and trust going into a relationship as well as revealing. And revealing, I learned with people, comes through time as well. Now, if somebody's holding a secret, this is different now, because I don't want anybody to get confused with what I'm saying. If you got a secret that you know is going to be detrimental to your relationship, you need to go on and just bring that on out. But some things people can't handle. There are times when people are like, yes, I want to know this, I want to know that, and they set themselves up. And I think women are more prone to do that than guys. I think guys will just tell you, no, baby, don't tell me. No, I don't want to hear that. But, you know, women a lot of times are more curious, but then they're prone to be hurt by the information that they receive. It's just like, I think, I don't know any statistics on this, that women are more prone to go through a man's phone than a man prone to go through a woman's phone and go, oh, well, let me see what I'm going to find here and dig, you know, for different things out of, again, out of curiosity, nothing, not because she's a bad person or anything, or she even expects her man to have something negative there. I think that just out of general curiosity. But in relationship, I think that we deserve to have respect. And I think that when we find out that she needs something in particular, we need to be doing our best to give her the thing that she needs. Within reason, of course, because relationships, you don't lose yourself. You don't lose who you are. You sacrifice yourself, but you don't really lose yourself completely. You make a decision. I think love and relationship is about making a decision to do something for somebody else as opposed to, you know, oh, I just have this obligation. It should be something that I want to do for you because of my love. To give, you give myself, give my time, and find out the things that you appreciate. And it's not about me. It's not about, well, I wanted to be in a relationship because I wanted to come home and, you know, have my meals cooked and have somebody, you know, to lay with, blah, blah, blah. That's one perspective. But if I'm going to be in a relationship, I have to come and I have to say, what am I going to give to her? I decided that I'm in a whole space or a space of wholeness where I can give to her the things that she may need to enhance her life.
Very nice. Very nice. We're excited about the album. It actually came out on
Thank you.
The 13th. And,
Friday the 13th. Yeah, that's my lucky day.
Your lucky day.
I was
when
like,
you
it's Friday
the
13th. Look.
And you know, you're a D.C. native. What is your perspective on politics? You know, the political atmosphere and how things are
My
going.
My perspective on politics is that we've got to stay aware. I think the word is woke now that everybody's using, but it's really just awareness because politics affect everybody. There's some things that we really can change quickly, and there are things that change over periods of time. We have to be cognizant of history. And which part of what's happening now with this taking a knee thing has been great conversation. I think I've probably gained more respect by my position, and I've also lost fans by my position because I have fans that are through the spectrum. But I think that if we're going to talk politics, the one thing that that is important is that we actually listen to each other. And that we listen as to the argument as fully or as full argument as possible. Because I think that what we're doing in today's society, and we're calling it politics, is we're listening to sound bites, making opinions, and we're spinning media as opposed to doing things that are solution oriented. But what I do love is that America is getting a taste of what it's like to have a cause. Now, we know that, Lord, black men have been, and women have been getting killed by police officers, have been getting, have gone through lots of different circumstances for years. It's not new. Poverty is not new. Racial divide, inequality is not new. But I think with social media, and media in general, we're now paying attention on a different level. Or perhaps it's the generation that now the next generation sees that, wait a minute, there is an injustice where my generation, the generation before, had this whole thing about creating a life where our kids have better than we have. And sometimes that's a great concept, but sometimes we lose who we are as a community in doing that. We talk a lot of times politically about supporting Black-owned business because economics and politics go hand in hand. And I hear people saying, well, maybe we should get back to the Black stock market or get back to, you know, Black-owned businesses and different things. It's so many things, but we had to get to a place of adversity, I think, to wake up the political energy in our community. So I think it's a really interesting time right now for almost anything to happen. And not, again, to breed separation, but to breed pride and life in our own community that has been torn down for many years. Even within our community, sometimes we don't look at quality. I know I've deviated from politics, but I think it all has to do with politics. A lot of times we have to view ourselves as being worth fighting these political battles and fighting for platforms for us to have the same types of opportunities as others. And that's all about, you know, politics are all involved in it. Now, do you want to talk about specifically, like the president? No.
No. I like your perspective on that because I'm in total agreement with a lot of what you said. That, you know, it takes adversity for us to, you know, to have a sense of pride. And
yeah,
and so, you know, now we're all coming together once again.
Yeah.
So you have some upcoming, some live shows on the way. Is your first live show in Minneapolis on November 2nd?
November 2nd is my first show in Minneapolis as a solo artist. For years, I built a brand with my ex-wife. We became, you know, known as doing things together. And then prior to that, I was still a fairly new artist and, you know, building my career. At this stage in my life, interesting enough, I feel like it's the first time that I'm going out and really presenting Kenny Lattimore to the world. I think prior, not only was were people getting to know me, I mean, even on the global sense, and that's really where I want to be, just globally touring. I did not tour full out. I did shows a lot of times. So when we go into Minneapolis, what the people are going to really get a chance to see is they get to see a mature Kenny, really like me at my best state. I think that I'm probably... what do they call it's not a word that they use. It's almost like I'm at a prime. That's what it is. So seeing me right now at a prime is going to be better than seeing me before you first came out or seeing me with Shantae and seeing a few songs here and there. And that's what I think is going to be the biggest difference. Is that years ago you could have seen me sing four or five songs and that's about it. Thank you very much. Good night. But no, I'll get a chance to run through and talk about my life, the catalog, talk about my influences, why I am who I am. And I love that platform. It's cathartic.
Well, congratulations to you. We're so excited about you and this new project, and we look forward to you coming to a city near us.
Thank you. It's happening. I'm excited, too. I am looking forward to seeing everybody globally.
All right, so we'll follow you on social media on all platforms at Kenny Lattimore, but at Facebook it's official Kenny Lattimore. And that way we can keep up with
a lot of
all
imposters
your
out there. So look for those blue checks and official things. But no, but everything is pretty much Kenny at Kenny Lattimore. Yes.
Awesome. All right. So you have a great day and thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thanks for having us. Take care.
Thanks, you bet. Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks.